Luke Nolet is with Rev Mechanical and Knowles Trucking in the Peace Region. He joins us now. Luke, thank you very much for joining us here. As far as the seeding season is concerned, I'm thinking seeding season has started early. How goes the anticipation, if not the start of it?
Yeah, as far as the seeding season, it's been great. The weather has changed and come upon us very quick. Seeding early definitely has lots of beneficial factors, as well as lots of downturn as well. You know, benefit for earlier growing time, and you know, be able to get in the fields earlier in the fall. It'll help a lot, so we can probably beat the frost or whatever. But also with the major heat that we're experiencing at the moment, like the 28, 29 degrees, is not good. You know, because then it can bring hail, thunderstorms, all that kind of stuff, as well as main long weekend. It's always bad in our country. We could get some bad weather. Hoping and praying that everything stays very well for the farmers, because so far it's decent. There is some moisture, but we definitely will need moisture throughout the summer for sure.
Luke, will weather also make pests a problem, especially during now, or will that be later on in the summer when things really sort of start growing?
Yeah, if the weather stays like this, hot, so on and so forth, you know, it will definitely affect the yields tremendously. Heat's not good. I mean, heat's good for curing and dry down time, but I mean, throughout the summer, we'll definitely need some moisture, you know, to get this crop very, very good crop, right? So.
Some crops, I'm guessing, will be good. Others will struggle this year. How much do farmers, and I guess yourself as well, being a farmer as well, how much does that need to be an equal balance?
Well, that's the biggest thing. You know, cereals usually do a little better in the heat seasons because, you know, one, i.e. one, they're seeded at a deeper depth, so the moisture is deeper. Your canolas and so on and so forth, oil seeds are seeded a lot more shallower. So, you know, with the heat, everything dries up the top and so on and so forth. So germination rates are not always the same. So, yeah, like we said, moisture is definitely a key. And I hope, like, once the farmers, you know, at the end of the week, 10 days, if everything goes good, they should be most of them wrapping up, I would think. And then if we can get some moisture, it'll definitely help us. So.
In the farming industry, you know, we can sort of, I guess, pray for rain all we need, but is it just luck of the draw or the flip of a coin? What is it when we, just say, hey, Mother Nature, could we please have some moisture?
Yeah, I know weather systems in our area is pretty much luck of the draw. I mean, you could be praying as much as you want, but we need the weather systems, and I mean, right now it's scary. I've been talking to a few of my counterparts and so on and so forth, and again, like with the big heat and everything, some are anticipating maybe a drought throughout the summer, and I sure hope that we don't get that, because you know, last year was a good crop for the majority of the people, and we definitely need a couple good years so some of these farmers can, you know, get some breathing room and some relaxation, right? So
in the seeding season and beyond, I guess, in the growing season, does lightning play against being in the field?
No, as far as lightning and stuff like that, it doesn't really affect, you know, seeding or so on and so forth, unless, I guess, it happens to hit you right on the spot there. But no, you know, weather storms, whatever, with lightning always bring thunder, severe storms. That you don't want to see that too often, because number one thing is hail, and hail is a real big detrimental thing to the cereals and farming crop, right? So
you have touched in this earlier in the conversation, but again, I ask, how much optimism is there for everybody during seeding season to growing season, in other words, to hopefully a good season overall?
I think at the moment, I think optimism's still there. You know, the prices of everything has skyrocketed. You know, input costs are right through the roof, and so on and so forth. I, you know, I, I commend all my peers and all the people out there, the farmers that go ahead year on year and seed. You know, it's big numbers. They're rolling big numbers, and you know, it's always the luck of the draw. You put it in, you can do as much as you can to make sure that you do your best. But still, at the end of the day, if Mother Nature doesn't help out, we have a bad year, right?
Luke Nolet is with Rev Mechanical. He's also with Knowles Trucking in the Peace Region, talking about the seeding season that is in full force. Luke, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Keith, and have a great day.